WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here. Welcome back to ADHD Focus. Let's get real. Sometimes that to-do list feels like a monster staring us down, right? You know, the one that whispers sweet nothings about getting things done, but then promptly launches into a motivational spiel on procrastination and existential dread. But hold up, what if I told you there's a secret weapon in your arsenal against the productivity beast? Today, we're diving deep into a technique that's been saving my bacon, and hopefully yours too. The Pomodoro Timer Technique. Ever felt like you're trying to cram an entire day's worth of work into one focused hour, only to end up feeling burnt out and accomplishing less than expected? Yeah, me too. But this method is all about working smarter, not harder, and trust me, your brain will thank you for it. So what exactly is the Pomodoro Technique? Imagine a timer, our trusty ally in this productivity battle, set to 25 minutes. You dive headfirst into your task, giving it your full attention for that precious 25-minute chunk. No distractions, no scrolling through social media, unless you're looking up research for your project, then go wild. Just pure laser focus. Boom. After those 25 minutes are up, you take a short break 5 minutes to stretch your legs, grab a coffee, or daydream about conquering Mount Everest. Then, repeat the process for another 4 Pomodoros. After 4 cycles, you take a longer break, around 20 to 30 minutes. Think of this as your reward for being an awesome productivity ninja. This structured approach is all about harnessing those bursts of focused energy and strategically incorporating breaks to keep your brain fresh and engaged. Here are 5 key takeaways from the Pomodoro Technique that'll have you feeling like a productivity superstar. 1. Timeboxing. It's all about setting boundaries for your work. Think of it as creating mini deadlines for each task, which adds structure and urgency to your day. No more aimlessly drifting from one thing to another. 2. Intentional focus. You know that feeling when you're completely absorbed in something, where time melts away. That's what we're aiming for here. By committing to 25-minute blocks of focused work, you train your brain to enter this state of flow more consistently. 3. Breaking down the beast. Ever felt overwhelmed by a giant project? The Pomodoro Technique breaks it down into manageable chunks, making it feel less daunting and more achievable. You're basically building a tower of success, one brick, or Pomodoro, at a time. 4. The power of breaks. Let's be real, staring at a screen for hours on end can fry your brain faster than a microwave burrito. Regular breaks are essential for maintaining focus and preventing burnout. They give your brain a chance to recharge, which leads to better concentration when you return to work. 5. Boosting your motivation. Seeing those Pomodoros tick by is like a mini victory dance every time. It's a tangible way to track your progress and keep you motivated. Plus, that sense of accomplishment after finishing 4 Pomodoros? Pure gold, my friends. Let's say you have this giant report due next week. You could stare at it with dread, feeling paralyzed by the sheer volume of work. But with the Pomodoro Technique, you could break down that report into smaller tasks like researching topic A, writing introduction, editing section B, and so on. Each task becomes a 25-minute Pomodoro challenge. Suddenly, it feels less overwhelming and more manageable. You're not just staring at a mountain, you're scaling it one step at a time. So remember folks, the Pomodoro Technique isn't about forcing yourself to work non-stop. It's about working smarter, focusing intentionally, and taking breaks to keep your brain fresh and energized. Ready to give it a try? Fire up that timer, choose your task, and unleash your inner productivity ninja. Remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share your Pomodoro victories with me on social media. Use the hashtag ADHDFocusPomodoro. Let's build a community of awesome focus warriors together. See you in the next episode for another dose of ADHD-busting goodness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.